Welcome. Today we are walking through Granada, a compact Andalusian city where palace walls, hillside lanes, and mountain horizons all seem to meet. The best short visit is not a race. Plan one essential monument, then leave room to notice the city around it. Think of Granada as a place of changing pace. One moment you are in the intricate world of the Alhambra, later you are climbing a quiet lane in the Albaicin, with the Sierra Nevada beyond the rooftops. That contrast is the real itinerary. Start with the Alhambra, because it should anchor the practical side of your trip. This vast hilltop complex brings together the Nasrid palaces, gardens, defensive spaces, and centuries of layered history. It rewards attention far more than a hurried checklist. Reserve your visit ahead of time, then protect a generous block of the day for it. Entry arrangements can change, and some areas may be timed, so check official guidance before you go rather than building your whole day around an assumption. Inside, slow down. Look at the carved plasterwork, the geometry of courtyards, water moving through channels and pools, and the way openings frame the landscape. The detail can be overwhelming at first. Let yourself focus on one room or garden at a time. There is a temptation to photograph every surface. A few images are lovely, but pause without a screen as well. It helps you feel the scale of the place, and it keeps your attention on the site rules that protect this fragile heritage. After the Alhambra, the Albaicin offers a completely different kind of discovery. Its narrow rising streets, whitewashed houses, small squares, and unexpected turns make the neighborhood feel less like an attraction and more like a lived-in hillside. Wear shoes with grip and accept that the route may be slower than it looks on a map. The climbs are part of the experience, especially when a lane suddenly opens onto a view of the Alhambra, with the Sierra Nevada forming a distant backdrop. Viewpoints are worth seeking, but they are not stages. Keep voices low in residential lanes. Do not block doorways or narrow paths, and give other people space to pass. That small bit of awareness makes the neighborhood more enjoyable for everyone. For a short stay, I would keep the rhythm simple. Give the Alhambra your main daytime block. Later, when the light softens, walk toward the Albaicin, choose a viewpoint, and let the route be a little imperfect rather than trying to conquer every street. Then save the evening for a relaxed meal or a few tapas. If the heat is strong, shift the uphill walking later. If your energy is low, use a bus or taxi for part of the climb. Flexibility is sensible, not a compromise. Granada's tapas culture is a social invitation. Sit down, order thoughtfully, and sample flavors over conversation rather than treating every stop as a mission. You may find small dishes offered with drinks in some places, but practices vary, so enjoy what arrives without expecting a fixed formula. For walking, the milder parts of the year are generally the most comfortable choice. Summer heat can change the day's shape, while cooler weather can make the hills more inviting. Either way, carry water, pace yourself, and leave indoor pauses in the plan. Granada is reachable by rail and road, but once you arrive, much of the central experience works best on foot. Local buses and taxis are useful for steep neighborhoods, luggage, or tired legs. Check local arrangements close to travel, especially around heritage areas. The useful takeaway is simple. Plan the Alhambra first, then leave enough unclaimed time to wander, look up, and linger over food. Granada becomes more memorable when you follow its pace. Thanks for listening and safe travels.